This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:18 right now. You're with Melissa Sherrod and Joyce as we take a look at the local market and how it's trading in the first day of trade in the new Pakatan Harapan government. Now, to get another perspective of market expectations and analysis, we turn to Michael Lai. He's the Vice President of Wealth Management Research with OCBC Bank. Good morning, Michael. Now, the volatility that analysts were expecting from the local market seems to be non-existent. What do you think? I mean, what factors were at play here in, we're not seeing the volatility that we expected?
I think the futures is actually down 40 points at this point in time.
Okay, so you're saying that we are seeing the volatility?
I think we are seeing a little bit of selling pressure on the market at this point in time.
And how long do you think that will last, Michael?
We actually think that the volatility would be there until the market have enough information to digest or make assessment on how the new government is going to do in the next 100 days. So I think the first thing that market probably want to see is the full cabinet, and obviously then they'll have to assess whether each cabinet minister has the qualification and experience to manage challenges that's going to come their way. So yes, I think the first thing first is that the market probably want to see the full cabinet in place.
Michael, in terms of timelines, we're looking at the remaining seven cabinet positions to be filled within a week. I think this is what Dr. Mathai said on Saturday. And for the full 25 in about a month. Is that far too long for the market? Is it a cause for concern?
Well, I think we could probably, be quite happy to see the core 10 ministers out. That would allow the market to sort of quickly say, are they going to have challenges ahead? But not only that, I think the policy uncertainty is still going to continue because, we have a new government, a completely new manifesto, and the 100-day promises are all there for people to the reminder is always there. So there's going to be, obviously, all eyes are going to be on the performance of the new cabinet. I think what Tun Mahathir has done well is that he's put in place very experienced people, the council of eminent persons. I think, they have all served under the government in one capacity or another. And that should very well for the cabinet going forward.
Well, Michael, you said that volatility is there, but it looks like the market, in your opinion, do you think it's not performing as bad as people are expecting it to perform? And do you have any revisions to your previous outlook for the market? Or perhaps can you share with us your year-end call for the FBM KLCI?
We don't have a number for the KLCI, but we have basically we're keeping our growth target of 5 to 5.5% GDP growth for the year. So we still feel that on the back of quite solid global growth, we think that the GDP for the country should still be intact. We haven't revised the GDP growth for the year. So in that sense, I think we think that I think Malaysia is a very open economy. We do rely on trade. So I think as long as global trade continues to be positive and solid, I think our fundamentals of our country will still be intact.
Hmm. Are there specific sectors, Michael, that you're looking at that could see some potential selling pressure?
Well, I think year-to-date, prior to the election, I think the Malaysian market was one of the top performers. I think we were up, at a high, I think we were up 9% for the year. So that was a fantastic performance, and of course I think it's given back some of that now. But we still have about 4% gain for the year. I think there probably could be a bit more profit taking activities going to come on. I mean, obviously, foreign investors doesn't really need to be in Malaysia if they feel that there's a bit more risk and uncertainty. They can take that profit off the table and move the money somewhere else. So there is that foreign flows that maybe would cause some volatility, but we're not too concerned because obviously these are very short-term flows. I think the medium-term fundamentals of the country will still be intact because of the open economy, and commodities are doing quite well as well this year.
Speaking of commodities, what sectors and stocks do you think will have some immediate upside potential?
Immediate upside, I think, in terms of consumer-related stocks or related sectors, there should be some upside. I mean, if you're going to have the abolishment of the GST, they're probably going to see a bit of price adjustments, and hopefully that should spur a bit more consumption in the economy. So that, I think the consumption-related counters or the sectors should have some upside because of the immediate effect of the abolishment of the GST.
Thank you so much, Michael. That was Michael Lai, Vice President of Wealth Management Research at OCBC Bank. And now let's come back to the local market and looking at some of the stocks that are, I guess, trading heavily this morning, Joyce. What's on your radar? So for me personally, I'm looking at some of the these Malaysian stocks, the players in the, say, infrastructure sector, as well as because the new government has said that they were going to review infrastructure projects. They're going to look at, say, perhaps the ECRL or the East Coast Rail Link. They're going to look at the HSR, the high-speed rail between Malaysia and Singapore. And, you know, there was also comments that the Prime Minister made that perhaps local firms would be the first choice for infrastructure projects going forward.
Yeah, we have players like Gamuda that's down by quite a lot. I mean, 17% to R4.22. Some research houses have downgraded the stock. And looking at who else do we have here?
Well, let's take a look at IJM.
IJM,
MRCB, George Kent, all these names coming to mind this morning.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Gamuda was because awarded part of the high-speed rail Singapore to Kuala Lumpur. Is that right? The southern part?
I believe it was one of the private delivery project delivery partners, PDP.
IGM Corp is down 10.9% to R2.36. And let me pull up the other one, MRCB.
Yeah, so apart from Gamuda, I guess, you know, MRCB, IGM, we're also looking at banks, you know, not just infrastructure stocks, but also banks may feel the impact of a review of government mega projects, banks like Maybank and CIMB.
Yeah. And because CIMB is chaired by Najib Razak's brother, Dato' Sri Nazir Razak.
Yeah, MRCB right now is down 12.5% to 87.5 cents. CIMB is down. Let me check. It's down about 1.88% to R6.77. And there's a story actually on Bloomberg I saw earlier that said that the stock has dropped quite a lot, and it recalls back about what happened in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
The CIMB stock that dropped. The range that it has dropped is quite substantial, and looking at it where it is going now today sounds similar,
right? Like history is repeating itself.
Yeah.
There's also a whole host of companies that are listed companies with family ties to Pakatan leaders. One of them, of course, you mentioned earlier, Joyce, Opcom. Opcom CEO is Tan Sri Mokhzani Mahathir, Dr. Mahathir's son. Also the chairman for Eden Inc. So Eden was also one of the active movers this morning. The chairman for Eden Inc. is Fakhri Yassin Mahyadin, who's the son of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin.
Well, Opcom this morning is up 49.6% to 90.5 cents. Remember, the stock was running as well the day before polling day.
Yes, yeah, I remember that was active.
Well, you know, so this is the question is, what is the magic in it? Is it just because you're
the
related?
Magic.
The magic is the expectation, I guess, the market has that the association will bring you projects and works and so on and so forth, right? I mean,
right.
That must be the linking factor between a politician and a stock that's related to it somehow,
well,
right? Otherwise, why would it go up?
Well, in Malaysia, you know, politics and business often are so very closely linked.
Well, it used to be. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. New Malaysia.
Well, looking at Opcom's stock, guys, I mean, it was 44.5 cents that's closed on Monday. This was the 7th of May. It went up to 60.5 cents on 8th of May. Now it's 90 cents.
Mm. Joyce, I'm interested to see how AirAsia is doing after the comments from Tan Sri Tony Fernandez. You know, him apologizing for buckling under pressure. Has that made any difference on AirAsia stock?
And also Stanley Tai of Supermax also, who before the general election made an apology for his support of Pakatan Rakyat.
AirAsia is in the red. It's down 5.68% to 3.49 ringgit. Wow. If I were to look at the stock prior to polling day, it was actually held quite steady. It was 3.70 ringgit on Tuesday, same close as it was on Monday, 3.70 ringgit. But right now it's trading at 3.49 ringgit.
Okay, we've got the 9:30 news bulletin coming up next with Sabrina Magdalene right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.